you know, drove back over to the house, and they told me that the numbers came in. And my family and friends all waiting for me, and they let me know that I won.
Alex Andrade is going to Tallahassee. The first-time candidate won the Florida State House District 2 primary over fellow Republican Greg Merk by a 60-40 margin. There'll be no opponent to face in November. He says he'll work on the issues that are important to Northwest Florida.
We have to make sure that our education system continues to improve, that our infrastructure becomes better. And that our water quality is clean enough to keep people coming here for the decades to come.
Andrade also says he's looking forward to joining a strong freshman class in the next legislative session.
I've been in constant contact with the other freshmen in this class that have already been elected, and they're excited to see me win, and I'm excited to get to work with them.
Over in State House District 1, the race is just getting going.
We have been working this campaign for a year now.
Vicky Garrett is the Democratic nominee for the seat, beating Francine Mathis by a similar 60-40 margin. She says getting into the race so early helped her get a head start on talking to voters about the issues. Now she plans to reach out to the state party for some assistance with the general election.
After the primary, I was waiting to reach out to some key folks. A lot of times the primary is a key factor for them, so with us having hopefully a good showing, we'll be able to garner even more support going forward.
Over on the Republican side, things were a bit closer. Former Representative Mike Hill slipped past Rebecca Bidlack by about 540 votes. He credits his military and business background, as well as his experience in the state house, as keys to the win.
I think when you add all those up into just one combination, that they thought that that was someone who they wanted to represent them in Tallahassee.
Going forward, Hill says he'll double down on being the most conservative candidate.
Well, the strategy is going to be to continue to focus on conservative issues, that I am a conservative and I vote in a conservative manner. And this area is predominantly also conservative. And so that's how I'm going to focus, is to continue looking at my conservative voting record when I was in the House of Representatives for 3 years.
For her part, Vicky Garrett says her campaign will now adapt to a new opponent.
A little bit more of the same, but we've got a couple of things that we're holding out on that will work out and flesh out some of the strategy after we get through tonight.
Over in Florida State House District 3, there was no drama at all. Republican incumbent J.R. Williamson ran unopposed in the primary. He also has no opponent in November. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.